Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I strongly encourage you to download Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. Okay, where do we start? I'll say where we start. We start with the Biden-Putin summit, so-called summit in Geneva. It's over. I think it was a success for Biden and for the United States. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, why have the summit? Some people were critical and said, well, all it does is elevate Putin on the world stage. He gets to meet with the president of the United States in a big deal. But he only has an economy the size of Italy. There's a lot of unrest in his country. Their gross domestic product is down by a third from last year, partially due to sanctions we've imposed. Why should we elevate him in this summit? A couple of things. One is, when Joe Biden was asked by George Stephanopoulos, do you think Putin's a murderer? Of course he's a murderer. Everybody knows he's a murderer. And Biden says, yes. Yes, he's a murderer. As a result of that, Putin withdrew the American ambassador to Washington, brought him back to Moscow, and he's been there for 3 months. In response, we withdrew our ambassador to Moscow and took him back to Washington, and he's been there for 3 months. Both ambassadors were with Biden and Putin, respectively, for this conference. But it's not healthy when two nations that each have over 7,000 nuclear warheads and Russians have troops massed along the Eastern European borders to not at least have ambassadors. The point is, Putin is a murderer. And if Biden had some strategic reason for saying that as bluntly as he did, that's absolutely fine. But if he didn't have a strategic reason, if he simply said it because it's true, but didn't have any strategic or tactical benefit to us, then something like this summit gave them an opportunity, gave Biden an opportunity to calm things down. And I think that was a big part of it. No one will admit that. I think that's a big part of it. Biden gave Putin a gift. He gave him a crystal, I think a buffalo. I don't know where he got it. I don't think Waterford makes buffaloes. It was some kind of crystal buffalo and a pair of the sunglasses that Biden wears. There's no record of Putin giving Biden any gifts, but basically it's this. Okay, you're a sorry mangy cur, ragamuffin of Europe. You haven't produced anything in your country worthwhile since the 19th century. Okay. You know, at one point you had Pushkin and you had Dostoevsky and Mussorgsky and Tchaikovsky, and you haven't had Jack for 100 years because you put in communism and screwed up the world. Okay. And here you come like a beggar in out of the cold, and I called you a name, and you're mad and you're insulted and all that. So here, we're going to scratch your ears a little bit. But by the way, he did more than scratch his ears. He did more than scratch Putin's ears. What he did was he gave a very, very blunt warning presented subtly. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's not just, oh, well, don't keep this up or we can retaliate. No, he was more specific than that. Biden was more specific than that. Biden said, look, you hacked in the Colonial Pipeline and you used one of your surrogates over there, dark side or, you know, evil, or they have a whole bunch of these things and they all have bad names and none of them operate without Putin's permission and instigation. Putin was a high ranking officer in the KGB at one time, you know. And what happens is if anybody over there hacks in anything that he doesn't want, they're going to end up in prison and tortured and their family killed. So Putin had put out the word, you can hack anybody you want as long as it's not an ally of Russia. So as a result, you're not going to get any country hacked that at all has decent relations with Russia. But they'll hack into Europe, they'll hack into the United States. And here's what Biden said. He said, you hacked into our elections in 2016 and 2020. Putin lied. Sneaky little lies. Denied it. And then Biden said, you hacked into Colonial Pipeline and JBS meatpacking. Putin, sneaky little lies. He said, no, I didn't. He lied. So Biden said, remember something. And this was the key to this summit. He said, remember that we have cyber attack capabilities that far exceed your own. And you don't know what they are. And he did not say this, but 70% of Russia's oil goes to Europe. 75% of its natural gas goes to Europe. And over a half of Putin's state revenues come from oil and gas. And something over a third of his GDP comes from oil and gas. And a lot of it increasingly is developments over in Siberia in that area. Biden said, you would not want your pipelines, your natural gas and oil pipelines, to stop running. You wouldn't want that. And I wouldn't want that. So let's both agree not to want that. And then let's both agree that you're not going to hack into us anymore. Putin's little eyes quivered, sneaky little eyes, porcine little eyes, they quivered. And he didn't respond to that. But the message got across. The message was, if you keep this up, the industry that is basic, that basically defines your country, oil, natural gas, and you're looking at a grim future because everybody's going electric, battery, General Motors, all of its cars will be electric by 2035. That's the wave of the future. Russia better find something new way to earn a living. They're going to be in tough shape 50-100 years from now. But Putin will be gone. But right now, Putin cannot stand to have his oil and gas pipelines shut down through cyber attacks. And then when he manages to get them back up, shut them down again. This is the industry that gives him over half of the revenue that his government runs on. Over a third of his GDP. Now, there is a very, very tough obstacle for Biden. And here's the obstacle. 70% of Russia's oil exports go to Europe, to NATO countries, EU countries. 75% of natural gas from Russia goes to NATO countries and EU countries. Biden can shut that down. But what does that do to Germany, France, Spain, Italy, Britain, Scandinavia? What does it do? It has to be done very, very carefully. And I suspect that what he'll do is he'll shut one of them down and he'll shut it down for, say, a week. Everybody will go nuts. They'll go running around. It'll embarrass Putin. Local people who can't stand him, frankly, would like to assassinate him. They're going to get all riled up, all good. And then Biden may give him the solution, the key, may give him a hint. Biden won't do that if that would open up other defenses to our cyber attacking. And there'd be a private message between the two ambassadors. They'd say, don't do it again, or all your pipelines get shut down, and they get shut down for a month. So that's what's going on. One of the great events that happened at that summit did not come from Joe Biden. It came from an American TV reporter who was let in to a pool to question Putin. Remember something, there was not a joint press conference afterwards. There was only separate press conferences by Biden and by Putin separately. And in the Putin press conference, they really regulated the journalists. Was not a free-for-all. A lot of Russian pro-Putin friendly journalists, but one American got in, an African-American woman, and they thought, we can handle her. And they made a big mistake. We can handle her. I'm sure she'll be very nice. Well, she was very nice. She was also very professional and very tough. And her question was, quote, Mr. Putin, all of your political opponents either up dead in jail or poisoned. What does that say about whether you want a free and open democracy? Now, if Putin were asked that by a Russian journalist, that guy would be in jail and his relatives would be in jail. He didn't know what to do and he sputtered. He was a guilty little rat caught in a corner. He is a rat, two-legged rat. He was caught in a corner. And then he went, he kind of went postal on the January 6th insurrection of Black Lives Matter. Unbelievable. He said, well, it's, you know, January 6th, these guys go in. We don't want that over here. And the Black Lives Matter, all sorts of disruptions. All he did is burn himself with people in the Black Lives Matter movement in this country and with the Trump people in this country. And then the little weasel with the porcine eyes went back to Russia. It was a great summit. Great summit. A lot more to get to. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.
Later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.